Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Austin here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, where it's a little rainy today, Ari, but it's still pretty darn beautiful out there.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't get any better than seeing a Disney cruise ship.
I know the Disney cruise ship is massive.
It's
bigger than the hotel that I'm staying in. My gosh.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, introductions. Ari Farrell here from YCup. You are the YCup manager for Woku. So
yeah.
Congratulations on that.
No, thank you so much. I mean, it's been quite a journey from when we first met each other.
I know.
So it's great.
I'll never forget the Max conference where you were.
We met each other for like the first moments.
I know. It was like you were like the hemp person or
something.
Yeah,
the industrial
was.
Hemp program.
That's
analyst.
It. Yeah. And I just went, what?
No. Yeah, a long time.
No worries. No, it was so much fun. So much fun. And Max was a great conference as well. But we are here in Vancouver at the World Credit Union Conference. And Ari Farrell is here. How's the conference going for you? I know you are super busy. You are all over this place. So how's it going so far?
Very, very good. Today is the official day two of the actual conference.
Yep.
But my conference started on Saturday.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. So we had the... Thank you. But it's a really, really great thing because we had the inaugural YCup Global Emerging Leaders Summit on Saturday. It was well attended. We had about 200 attendees, young professionals.
200.
Yeah, it's amazing. So like we have this conference has 35,500. That would be quite the turnout. 3,500 folks registered for this. So we're talking in almost a quarter. You know, we're approaching up on.
That's a big number.
Yeah, it's big. It's huge.
Yeah.
So obviously a need and for young folks to get involved and gain in their leadership. Mm-hmm. So very exciting for us. And we had an amazing keynote speaker. His name is Mark Brand. If you haven't looked him up, you absolutely should. He's a chef, entrepreneur.
Oh.
He does a lot of work in food sustainability, and local. He's a local Vancouver guy.
Okay.
So. He actually has a restaurant that he did this token program to help. There was a lot of homelessness in this big city, right? So kind of preface that.
Yeah.
What he did is there's the gentrification of neighborhoods, right, where one side of the neighborhood will be like multi-million dollar homes and the other side will be low income.
Right.
And what he was noticing is he was like, well, there's homelessness and low income folks on this side. How can we make a conversation happen? It's not even about, homelessness or wealth or money.
Right.
He's like, how do you communicate with each other?
Mm-hmm.
So he developed this token program where folks can actually give these tokens to the folks who need, who are low income or homeless, so they can interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just so happens that they get to go get a free sandwich from one of his shops.
Oh, very cool.
So,
wow.
Yeah, look him up. It's amazing work he's doing.
Yeah,
he's really invigorating. He does a lot of energizing work, and he talks about design thinking and really giving some good, strong
So what
leadership.
Was the message to the group from...
Yeah, it's really about learning about each other.
Okay.
And really community connection. And that's kind of my key takeaways was in how we can use design thinking to better those relationships.
Because
it's not about what I can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how we can work together to make that happen.
Okay.
Right.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's step one.
Right.
In your many jobs here at the show. Here you're also moderating a session called Enhancing Financial Institutions Approaches to Managing the Financial Risk from Climate Change. Okay, this one caught my eye. Share with me, give us a quick overview on this conversation
it's in a very hot topic right now. We're thinking about what financial institutions need to be doing in the framework of a regulator. So Deli Adli is a regulator in the UK.
Yeah.
He's the head of division at the Bank of England. And just talking about the approach of getting data and using good data. But of course, there isn't a way to fully control climate change, because when it comes to like your home, for instance, the urgency in the space is thinking about in 3 years. Your home, if you haven't done energy efficiency updates to it, may then become uninsurable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because if they're not meeting the standards of the insurer, then suddenly, and you can't afford to make those updates. You can't afford to do that. So the minute you go to sell your home or get a new mortgage on, someone tries to get a mortgage on your home that you're leaving, that may not be possible because they may not be able to get insurance. So we talk about this, there's this potential for the urgent, the short time frame.
Think of it that way.
Right? Yeah. So it's like really, really brought it kind of back down literally to home to say, this could be happening,
right?
And not it's just a, obviously it's just a short number for urgency's sake, but it's right around the corner. Was his point.
Okay.
And if we our boards of directors aren't thinking about this, we really need to bring it to the forefront of the practice. There are some resources at the Bank of England.
Okay. Too, so what can credit unions do in this area? Because I always see these stories. Okay, credit union or financial services and climate change. You're like, what's the correlation here?
Yeah.
So what was the connection with the credit unions in this?
Yeah, it's really working with your regulators to really find out what you can do with creative lending processes, maybe so that people can update their homes with energy efficiency. It's, even though there are some credit unions that are doing some different
is
solutions.
It like solar lending for solar lending, you know,
right, that's one
solar thing, or or green lending, if you will. So
that is one approach to this.
Okay.
It wasn't like there's not just a cookie cutter answer. Really.
Okay.
So from his lens as a regulator, he just says, you know, you really have to look at what your risk appetite is and think about what you're willing to do to make the changes necessary.
Okay.
And it doesn't always mean outside of your building. So you also need to be a part of the change and making sure that where you are working is efficient. And so what's hard as a regulator for him, just from some of the high risk stuff I've done, is you have to work with your regulator, but they're not always going to have all the answers for
right,
you.
Right.
And so you kind of have to put in a little bit of work to find that. But there is definitely a link in what we can do for our members and our customers, right?
Education.
Yeah.
Awareness.
Like, this is what's going on. Yeah. And then making sure that there's an internal culture of the same.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go home and check out our house and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Get some solar panels on that roof
maybe
real quick. Oh my God. Oh, the other one, that was step two.
Yeah.
Step three here, Ari. You did another, or you're going to do another session. Yeah. Self-regulation and sustainability. So share with me the overview on this session.
You know, I don't have a deep dive into this one quite yet.
Okay.
I'm actually looking forward to it. I can get my phone out and I can give you the overview from there if you'd like.
If you want to.
Yeah. Technology is a thing, you know.
Exactly. Pull up the app.
You know, I'm always about components of the app, right, Steven? You know,
I've done the app like 100 times.
It's called doing the app.
It's a very valuable tool.
It really comes in handy sometimes. Let's see. Here we go. So she had the speaker is from the Philippines.
Oh, cool.
And she was describing to me now, as I'm getting this pulled up, a unique fact about the Philippines is they are working on self-regulation. And that's kind of what this is about, but on a bigger scale. It's like, how can they figure out how to help themselves? Because regulatory landscapes are different in every country, right? So each regulator has a different focus. Now, some places have more regulations for like banks, for instance, versus credit unions.
Right.
And the Philippines is definitely one of those places.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have quite as much regulation in the credit union sector. So part of her mission is to bring some self-regulation in to the credit union system so that they have the checks and balances in place to do more for in their community.
I may have to attend this session because this has really piqued my curiosity.
It's very interesting to hear from her. So what we have from her is that for countries like the Philippines, with a minimal regulatory framework of supervising and monitoring co-ops or credit unions, self-regulation by the Federation is an imperative factor. Sharon Marie Dye will share how the Philippines adopted the PEARLS standard, that's the P-E-A-R-L-S standards, as one of its financial parameters to supervise and monitor the Philippine co-op financial discipline and soundness.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's just a little bit of flexibility. There's a lot of creative things that can come out when you don't have a lot of regulation.
Right, right.
But also it's very dangerous because you might, the risk that you impose to your institution can be very, very high and you may not be able to see those blind spots.
Right, right.
So what she's working to do is really figure out that framework and then be able to show, no, we are serious. And not every credit union, you know, is the same. But they're just trying to be, no, take, you know, we are serious, we want to be recognized officially, and we want some appropriated, you know, appropriate regulation for the credit unions so that people feel safer putting their money with
us. Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're all about, right?
So
she's striving to trailblaze this this work.
Oh my gosh.
In the
interesting. It's
great.
Yeah. Okay, I may have to step in on that one for sure on Wednesday. Alrighty. Anything else to add? I mean, I know you have a full plate.
Yeah.
So, but thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely.
I always appreciate it. Anything else to add?
You know, I do have one little
thing
to add, because it's a big deal.
Okay.
And we talk about, you know, legacy planning. We talk a lot about board structures and, one thing I'm very, very excited about is the WOCU board. That's the World Council of Credit Unions Board of Directors. Created a application program for and opened up two fellowship seats on the board.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's very exciting. The reason it is because one is for the GWLN women's opportunity sector, and the other is for young leaders, so the Y Cup kind of lens, if you will. So we actually got together and submitted our we had over 50 applications for these two observer positions from folks around the world, and this is the first pilot year of this program for observers, and we I'm very excited. We're actually at the AGM they will be announced, so more to come. But
awesome.
Oh man, it's so exciting to have more representation showing up on a world board structure.
Yeah.
So, and just one last little shameless plug.
That's
very exciting.
You're
the work we put in.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it's big.
For sure.
Big deal.
Big opportunity for
absolutely.
Those people to get in there and experience that.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah, get new fresh voices in there and then gain so much governance experience so that they're like the next generation of
completely
into the board. So
good stuff. All right, Ari, you're always full of great educational items. So
absolutely.
Look forward to the next visit for sure.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Ari Farrell from WOCU and Y Cup. So
yeah,
doing some good stuff out there, folks.
Thanks
well done.
So much, Mike.
Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible.